ABC Radio Australia.
As Bougainville pushes its case for independence from Papua New Guinea, a local politician says it's time authorities bring one of the Pacific's most infamous conmen to justice. Noah Musinku has been hiding out in Bougainville South for nearly 20 years in a self-declared kingdom with his own armed militia. He ripped off hundreds of millions of dollars from people around PNG and the region with a pyramid scheme, and many of his victims still hold out hope that they'll be promised their returns. But one expert says that even if Bougainville authorities wanted to take action, they're limited in what they can do to bring him in. Liam Fox reports.
The story of Noah Musinku is proof the truth really is stranger than fiction. In the late 1990s in Port Moresby, Musinku founded a Ponzi scheme called Uvistract that collected about $350 million from families, businesses, churches and others, desperate to believe his claims of 100% per month interest. Word of mouth spread like wildfire through the community, and Musinku even opened a branch of his Royal Reserve Bank of Papua within walking distance of the Bank of PNG's headquarters. This man, who we'll call Joe because he wants to remain anonymous, invested in Uvistract in its early days.
It was about 500 kina hard cash. Within 2 weeks, it was a rollover. They were supposed to pay me 2,500. And that really convinced me that it was working. The money scheme was working.
Believing it was working, he kept his money in the scheme in the hope of even bigger returns.
After rolling the 2,500, it will go to 7,500. But after that, just 1 month after I put my money in, PNG government was starting to give orders to arrest Musinku.
When the central bank and police finally acted to shut Musinku's business down, he fled to Solomon Islands before returning home to Bougainville in the early 2000s as the island was emerging from a decade-long civil war. There, in the island's south at Tonu, he crowned himself King Pei II of the Kingdom of Papua. He's been there ever since with the help of a small armed militia trained by a group of Fijian mercenaries, and has even had his own illegal currency printed, the Bougainville kina. Joe is also a Bougainvillian and has seen Musinku several times in the years since he handed over his hard-earned cash. Like many other victims of Uvistract, he's still hopeful of a big payout one day.
My account went up to 7 million.
Your account was 7 million Bougainville kina?
Yes, and he told me that it would be paid soon.
But Joe's never been paid, either in Bougainville or PNG kina. One person who's fed up with Musinku is Sam Okoitai, the member for Central Bougainville in PNG's parliament. He recently told people in his electorate to stop going to Tonu.
One of the issues that basically has attracted them is the promised investments that Noah has been promising for many years.
Now that the Bougainville government is pushing for independence from PNG, following an historic referendum on the issue last year, Mr. Okoitai says it's time Musinku was dealt with.
You can't have fugitives like Noah Musinku hanging around with his own army with weapons that should have been withdrawn. That's a serious matter, because we've now, Bougainville has chosen to become independent.
But getting Musinku out of Tonu to face charges over his Ponzi scheme is easier said than done.
He's got an armed guard, and Bougainville police are in fact generally unarmed. And a lot of people in Bougainville, including in the leadership, invested with Musinku in the 90s and early 2000s, and they're compromised by their dealings with him.
Dr. Anthony Regan is a constitutional lawyer who spent many years in Bougainville as an advisor to the local government. He's also fascinated by Musinku, who he calls a very powerful con man, and has written extensively about him and his Ponzi scheme. Dr. Regan can't see Bougainville authorities being able to pry him out of Tonu anytime soon.
It will be difficult to stop Musinku. The ability of government in Bougainville to control things at the local level is very limited.
MP Sam Okoitai says local authorities should try nonetheless.
I'll be working closely with the new president to try and see how we can peacefully settle this issue and not go into confrontation. It's a matter that must be priority number one for a new government to handle.
Pacific Beat contacted Bougainville's police commissioner for comment. We've also reached out to Noel Masinkou through an intermediary, but there's been no response yet.